Traveler's Journal, May 24th, with some Cento sensibilities. For centuries, communal public bathhouses, or Cento, have played a special role in Japanese life. Until recently, Japanese homes lacked indoor plumbing, so Cento, which literally translates as money for hot water, offered a place of refuge, relaxation, and community. In the old days, people went to Cento to get clean and to catch up on the local gossip. This created a sense of hadak no tsukiai, or camaraderie through nakedness. Though most Japanese homes now have bathrooms, a visit to a Cento remains a ritual for those with the yen to soak up some warmth in a piping hot tub with a bunch of neighbors. Most modern Cento are segregated by sex, and many also have saunas and other health-oriented facilities which make them mini spas. At the same time, some Japanese are alarmed by the gaijin, or foreigners who come to sample the Cento's communal warmth and ritual. The locals claim the problem is less the number of foreign visitors than their failure to observe the basic customs of courtesy and hygiene considered sacred. With that in mind, here are some basic rules to follow should you ever find yourself facing some Japanese hot water. 1. Soap up and rinse off completely before slipping into the communal tub. 2. Be respectful of others and know that it's bad form to either waste water or to splash it on your neighbors. And 3. No underwear, please. If you're not willing to reveal yourself, stay away. Practicing these three primary Cento sensibilities will help avoid stirring troubled waters. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.